U.S. News & World Report earlier this month unveiled its 2019 Best Colleges rankings. Princeton takes the top spot in national university rankings, while UCLA has that honor on the list of top public schools. But John Byrne argues these rankings, and others, are flawed. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of PoetsandQuants.com, which covers the world of business school education. And John, you've written about some of the problems with college rankings. Why do you think these lists should not be the be-all and end-all of where a student goes to college?
Sure. For the first thing, people have to keep in mind is that this is a perspective by people who are journalists, and what they're trying to do is rank the quality of education based on what is currently available. So it's only what they can get. It's not necessarily the best way to actually rank the quality of an education. And this gets much worse when you start slicing and dicing the main college rankings, and then you dig a little bit deeper into the subcategories like business school. But everyone knows that we are, as a society, obsessed with lists and rankings, and that's why they have so much clout, and that's why everyone consults them.
Are these problems unique to the U.S. News & World Report list? I mean, are other organizations like Princeton Review and others that also come up with these lists, are they any better in your mind?
No. Every ranking is flawed in a fairly meaningful way. The other problem that we have with rankings is that they're largely based on judgments as to the weight of each given metric that's used to rank a school. And those guesses or those judgments have more to do with where a school ultimately gets ranked than anything else. There is one positive here, and the positive, particularly for U.S. News, is U.S. News gathers a tremendous amount of information. And by and large, the information can be compared across schools. So the best advice here is to take that information, build a little model for yourself about what's really important to you, the size of the school, what strengths it has and what disciplines are academic subjects, the admission criteria, if that's really important to you and you want to really make sure that the standards are very high, you can put that in. Career outcomes, you can put that in. Weight it yourself. Come up with your own ranking that's customized to what you really want out of your education, and you'd be much better off.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because it seems like, you know, if you're not going to use these lists and if you're not even going to use the data that the publications compile, short of going to visit each campus that you could potentially be considering going to and really talking in depth to a lot of different people there, it seems like it would be really difficult as a student or as, you know, a family, you know, parents and student trying to come up with the right answer for you. But you're suggesting using the data that U.S. News and others come up with and sort of figuring out your own sort of model for what matters to you and what might work for you.
Exactly. And it's actually quite easy to do because the one positive thing about the U.S. News ranking is that it does force schools to make disclosures about important issues.
Do you find that the metrics that these organizations are using are the right ones for students and families to be thinking about when they're considering where to go to college?
A lot of times they're the only metrics you can get. So, you know, some of these metrics are not all that reliable, to be honest. Okay, let's take Princeton Review, for example. Most of the metrics that come from Princeton Review are the result of a student survey that goes out. Well, you know, students would tend to be cheerleaders for their schools, so it's unlikely that you get a truly candid assessment from those surveys. So there's always the problem when you're dealing with surveys of students or alumni that they're essentially boosting their own degrees, so that becomes not very reliable. And in any given year in particular, when you look at a ranking, you know, I think that the results are very questionable. It's over a long period of time that are measuring lots of different things that at least directionally you could argue the rankings are kind of right.
And I wonder if some of the most important metrics are ones that maybe are not quantifiable. I mean, I remember going to look at colleges and getting out of the car at one particular place and just having a feeling like, oh, my gosh, I cannot picture myself here. And we didn't go on the tour. We didn't do anything else. We literally got right back in the car and left just based on sort of that gut feeling. And I wonder how important something like that is in addition to all the other sort of numbers and statistics that you can gather about a given school.
Yeah, no, gut is very important, which is why everyone should visit. I mean, here's what happens, though, and you'll understand this as well. You visit a campus that you think will be on your target list, and it's raining, and you have a lousy tour guide, and suddenly you're not very keen on the school anymore. And it has nothing to do with the quality of the education, even the classmates you might ultimately have, or how accessible the faculty is. It has to do with you had a bad day and you had a lousy tour. So even in the college visit, that can loom large and give you a totally different impression than you would otherwise have. You know, there is no perfect way. So you're looking at these pieces to at least identify that target list. And then you go visit and you hope maybe it doesn't rain or it doesn't snow. And your tour guide is at least somewhat entertaining, can make you laugh and feel at home. And then suddenly you say to yourself, I want to go there.
All right. That's John Byrne, founder and editor-in-chief of PoetsandQuants.com. John, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.